Hola, hello, bienvenido, and welcome to Chatty Carmens, a podcast that gives female-identifying changemakers of color a platform to share their projects, stories, knowledge, and experiences that have shaped their careers and viewpoints. We are here to inspire a new generation of Carmens, and I'm your host, Michaela Santiago Robo.
Hola, hello, buenos dias, bienvenido, and welcome. My name is Michaela Santiago, as you just heard in our intro, and I am the host of the Chatty Carmens podcast. Before we jump into episodes featuring our special guests, I wanted to share my story with you and why I feel that it is so important to create a platform like the Chatty Carmens podcast. This project is very, very special to me, and I hope that this podcast inspires you as we listen to wonderful stories of everyday women who are creating, building businesses, taking part in important projects, and pushing positive messages into our communities. If I have learned anything from interviewing the women of season one, it's that we have so much in common. And I, for one, am excited to hear even more stories of women of color being triumphant in their careers, art forms, and accomplishing their goals. For a long time, I felt as though I wasn't the right person to create something like this. My whole life, I was called nicknames like white girl because of the color of my skin. While in college, I was a part of the student government and was the diversity chair. I also had a craving for community after leaving home in the Bronx because I missed my family. I missed the pastelillos, the pasteles, the tostones, and I needed to find a community of my own. So I joined the Black Student Union and Latinos Unidos. But one day, I was approached by a peer and told I could never represent communities of color because I'm not a real minority. I'm not a real person of color. After years of comments like this one, I decided everyone else was right. This loud, bright-eyed Boricua from the projects finally learned her quote-unquote place. But after I graduated from my undergraduate studies and continued to see injustices and inequalities in the workplace, in government, in media, basically at every turn, I gained the confidence and the courage to start speaking up again. Slowly, I jumped back into my passion and joined boards, affiliate groups, anything I could to discuss access and equity. No one had the right to tell me that I couldn't fight for the communities around me. I acknowledge that the color of my skin gives me privilege in my community, but that does not mean that my experiences are not relevant to the conversation. Nor does it mean I cannot create safe spaces for others to speak their truths. As Cecilia Munoz says in her book, More Than Ready, even if you are the only one like you in the room, everyone else benefits from you being there. They may know it or they may not, but they need what you bring. As I was moving through my career, I was still feeling quite alone, never really fitting in. As a nonprofit fundraiser, it was very rare to find people who looked like me or had similar backgrounds to me on either side of the pendulum. Not fundraisers or donors, and I knew successful people of color existed and wondered why there weren't more of them at the table. Which leads me to my aha moment, the moment where I realized I needed to take action. COVID has hit all of us very differently. It has hit us emotionally. It has hit us, you know, professionally. For me, I lost my job, like many others, and I was on a journey to find my next step in my career. I wanted to do something that I was passionate about. And like many times before, the advice that was given to me was to have informational interviews. I spoke to many women of color who were doing amazing work, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, why doesn't everyone know what you're doing? Why aren't your stories being told? I felt like it was selfish of me, absolutely selfish of me, to keep these stories to myself. I felt it was selfish of me to be the only one who had access to these phenomenal women and their incredible stories. It's time for everyone to hear these stories so that they can then see themselves doing things just as inspirational. If I'm not inspired to enter a field I'm asking about, maybe one of you will be. Now, I must preface this with the fact that I do not consider myself an inclusion, diversity, equity, and access expert. I'm on this journey with you. I also know that not all women can relate to the name Carmen. Although my guests are not all of the Latinx Hispanic background, I am. And this is a very important piece of me as a creator and host. I wanted to keep to my authentic self when choosing a name for this podcast. I wanted to create something fun and exciting that I can then turn to my peers and say, "Veng, come along with me for this ride." To be honest, a lot of my inspiration came from fictional characters like America Ferrera's Carmen in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and Rosalind Sanchez's Carmen from Devious Maids. Both actresses I'm absolutely obsessed with, and both very different stories. But they were stories of Hispanic women who didn't feel seen for their talents or worth. Additionally, when conversations go sour, I am so guilty of walking away from women who are talking my ear off saying, "Did you just hear Miss Chatty Cathy over here?" But when women speak their minds, whether we agree or not, we should listen. There is a lot to learn, and we can learn from each other. So that's my why. Creating this podcast has been an absolute joy, and I hope all you Carmencitas can walk away from every episode feeling energized and inspired by our guests. At the end of our episodes, just in case you are not filled with joy, I always ask our incredible guests, what chatter brings you laughter? And leave it up for interpretation. You will hear jokes, funny stories, and even sayings that might help you through your next tough time. For me, when I am stressed and things don't go quite my way, I think of my grandmother. She always says, "Ay, muñeca, si no viene, no conviene," which translates to, "My doll, if it doesn't come, it wasn't meant for you." I smile and a calm comes over me because I know whatever my next step is in life, it's going to be even better than the last.
Be sure to check out our social media platforms for links to our guests' work. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Chatty Carmens Podcast. If you or someone you may know wants to be featured as an episode, visit www.chattycarmens.com and select Nominate a Carmen. Adios.